All right, we're so glad you're here, Trustee. Anybody get a nap? I tried. I got a short one, then I ended up reading. All right, well, good. Hope you got some rest. It's warm weather. Isn't it wonderful? We've made it through almost all of July and have not hit 120 yet. My air conditioner is thanking me. I think last year I had to stand out with a water hose just trying to cool it off. It was working so hard. But I'm glad. But I'm sure those days are coming. I think we got some 115s or higher coming later this week, but that's okay. Stay inside, turn on the air conditioner. If I got to go to the cars, pre-cool, at least it's in the garage. Amen. I think I'm starting to get adjusted to this hot weather. Well, I'm glad you're here this morning. I had a wonderful time of fellowship this morning. Looking forward to our study tonight. I have tried to do smaller bites on Sunday night, but instead of using a water hose or a fire hydrant hose, but and give us some time, have a couple questions I'll throw in tonight with the 2 points, and then we'll pick up, we'll do more on the Holy Spirit. We'll do more on the Holy Spirit next week, maybe the next 2 weeks. We'll see how much we cover. I don't know what I was thinking. I apologize. I know what I was thinking this morning to have 14 points. I don't know what made me think I'd get through more than half. I think I got through three, but we'll break it up. That means I'll just have to add a little more meat, and maybe I'll just stretch it out a few more weeks instead of trying to finish it up next week. And there's a couple couples I've been talking with, continue to pray for them. We do have three that need to be baptized, but I have made a request of two of them to do something first. And then hopefully that'll be taken care of this week. We'll see. I'm following up with them, so I'm looking forward to that. And it's so encouraging to see the young teenager got saved a few weeks ago. He's been back every week, so it's good, encouraging to see him and him also wanting to get involved, and looking forward to getting some more folks involved as well. One challenging men to get involved as well with the ushering and other things. And nothing else is also an opportunity to mentor those that you're ushering with. You'll have a few minutes to talk together before service, maybe some of the time after service or in between, before the offering is taking a chance for some of the younger guys to just encourage them in the things of the Lord. But it was so good to see the return visitors this morning and several new visitors as well. So let's continue to pray the Lord will bless our give us fruit for our labors, and we'll talk about that next week in reference to the Holy Spirit. All right, let's go to the Lord in prayer tonight. Father, we love you so much, and thank you for your goodness to us, your blessings upon us. Thank you for the joy of service and the joy of fellowship. Bless us, Father, tonight. Meet with us, encourage us, and strengthen us through your word. We ask in Jesus' name, amen. All right, let's stand together and turn to hymn number 451. 451, the old account was settled. And Brother Dave Smith, you ask God's blessings on our offering tonight, please.
Heavenly Father, I just thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to worship through giving back to you. And Lord, I just pray for the service this evening, Lord, that you would just open our hearts and our minds to the preaching of your word, Father. I just pray that it would have an impact on us, and we would be edified by the preaching and just strengthened by the fellowship that we have with each other. I ask and pray this now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you. man. In God we trust, in God alone. We put our faith in Him who sits on heaven's throne. Though men of earth will rise and fall, our only hope is in the Lord of all. In God we trust.
Triple duty tonight. He led the singing, took up the offering, and sang the special music. Boy, what a talented man. Amen. I have your Bible tonight, John chapter 15. John chapter 15. We'll read two verses of scripture and do a quick recap from last week and go forward tonight. John chapter 15. We'll read verse 26 and verse 27. John 15, 26 and 27. The Bible says in John 15 and verse number 26, But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me. And ye also shall bear witness, because ye have been with me from the beginning. Let's pray. Father, bless the reading of your word tonight. And Lord, I pray that you'd help me tonight. Again, give me clarity, thought, mind, and speech. And help me to be a blessing and source of encouragement as we continue our study tonight on the Holy Spirit. Lord, we do ask now that you allow the Holy Spirit to have free reign in our service, in our hearts, and our lives tonight. Lord, help us to be tuned into thee, to thy word tonight, and to the moving, the work of the Holy Spirit. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Last week, as we continue with our theme, do you really know what you believe about the Holy Spirit? And then we looked at the personality of the Holy Spirit last week. He has human attributes, he has divine attributes, and he has unique attributes. And tonight we'll look at just one point and a few subpoints: the purpose of the Holy Spirit. The purpose of the Holy Spirit. So let's begin with our questions tonight. When you think about the Holy Spirit, what are some of the ways you think he works? When we think about the Holy Spirit, what are some of the ways that you think that he works? We'll look at some of those in just a few moments. Maybe you'll name some of them now. Miss Margot, he convicts us. Boy, a good one. Praise God for conviction. Amen. All right. What else? Yes. Amen. 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 Ms. Martin. He comforts us. I was right in our passage tonight. He comforts us. Mel? He gives us power. Amen. We'll get to that a little bit later in the series. Brother Cherry?
He guides us.
He guides us. Amen. Brother Leonard? He enlightens us. Yes, and some of us need it a little more often and stronger than others, but amen, he enlightens us. So we'll probably cover some of those tonight or the coming weeks, but we'll see some of those in some form tonight. Letter A, as we look at the purpose of the Holy Spirit, he is a speaking ministry. He has a ministry, and I want to look at some of these things tonight. He is a speaking ministry. Acts chapter 13 and verse 2. I'm sure I could have included a lot more verses in some of these points, but I don't want to be too lengthy and long, but also want to challenge you to get into the Word and look at some more supporting passages of Scripture that go along with these points. Acts 13 and verse 2. As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, "Separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called thee." So he does have a speaking or a leading ministry with the Holy Spirit. And I like that aspect of the verse. Let me encourage you, if you don't, it says that as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, after the ministering, after the fasting, the Holy Spirit worked and moved upon them as they made a decision to separate some men. Then letter B, I think I have an error there. It should be he is an interceding minister. Is that correct? Should be instead of A, shouldn't it be an interceding English teachers? Is that right? And I caught that tonight when I was reviewing my notes. He is an interceding ministry. Romans chapter 8 and verse 26. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we shall pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Boy, isn't it a blessing to know, even when we feel so broken, even though we feel so overwhelmed, even though we're not quite sure what to do, but we know we need to pray, we know we need to talk to God, and how the Holy Spirit helps us as we pray and communicate unto the Lord. He intercedes for us. Letter C, he is a testifying ministry, a testifying ministry. John chapter 15, in verse number 26, what we read in our text. When the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me. Do we allow the Spirit of God to work in us and through us in a testifying manner? Do we allow him to show himself strong? I am so encouraged when I do have prayer requests, when I do have burdens, when I do need comfort, to see and recognize the work of the Holy Spirit in my life or the others who may bring comfort or encouragement to me. He is a speaking ministry, interceding ministry, and a testifying ministry. In letter D, he is a guiding ministry, a guiding ministry. I appreciate this guiding ministry. John 16:3. Before I read that, this is the only way, Brother Hunt, for your question of the day, that I can answer your question that we had at Men's Fellowship. He guides me. I tell you, I'm still amazed each and every time I stand to preach, each every time I have opportunity to witness to someone, and the Lord just gives me illustrations, ideas about other things to use as an illustration. And the longer I'm here, some of those illustrations may be from me personally, for my kids, might be you one day, who knows? But needless to say, I appreciate the Lord helping me in that area where sometimes I don't see it or think of it or there to me when I'm preparing for the script, for the message of the preaching. He is a guiding ministry, John 16:13. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. Again, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever ye shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. I'm so glad for his speaking ministry, his interceding ministry, his testifying and his guiding ministry. Oh, how do we need to ask the Lord in that guiding aspect, Lord, guide my steps today. Guide my thoughts today. Lord, allow me to be effective witness to someone today. Lord, bring someone in my life. Guide me, protect me, help me in my walk today that I might be effective as a work of God guides in my life and helps me. Letter E is a teaching ministry. John, back in the previous chapter, 14 and verse 26. Again, we see the word comforter. But the comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Well, you know exactly what that is about the teaching ministry. How often do we read through our Bible, and some years later, knowing that we've read our Bible through maybe several times, or Proverbs, a proverb every day, and then one day we're reading and boom, we see something we thought we've never seen before. And that teaching ministry, the Holy Spirit revealing some things, helping us see some things and helping us. Paul spent some time on the backside of the desert as the Holy Spirit taught him and helped him in preparation for ministry that the Lord had for him. Letter F, he is a sealing ministry. Ephesians chapter 1 in verse number 13. Sealing, S-E-A-L-I-N-G, in whom ye also trusted after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Boy, I'm so glad to know that I'm saved today, tomorrow, forever. Forever, forever, forever. I may not always feel like it. I may not always do what I should do and the way I should do it or when I should do it, but I'm so glad that I'm sealed in Christ. Letter E, he is a leading ministry. It kind of overlaps a little bit with our guiding and our leading. Romans 8:14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Do we allow the Spirit, do we allow the Holy Spirit lead our life, to direct our life, to guide our life? Very clear here, as Paul wrote in Romans, for as many as are led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. Well, I don't know about you. I don't do it as often as I should, and I try to remember. I put little notes on my desk in my study area when I study and have my devotions, and reminding myself to ask the Lord for leading, guidance, protections, and the biggest thing, Lord, insight in Scripture when I read and prepare for ministry. Insight in books that I read that I may glean from something that might help me in my preaching and teaching ministry. Yes, the purpose of the Holy Spirit. Then the next point tonight, which is third in our series, the produce of the Holy Spirit. The produce of the Holy Spirit. And we see again in our text, but the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceeded from the Father, he shall testify of me. Here's our question for this section as we move forward. What are some of the things the Holy Spirit accomplishes in the lives of the believer? Of course, that's if we allow him, we listen to him, and we allow him to guide us, to direct us, to teach us, and to testify through us, and to speak to us, to intercede on our behalf. Then what are some things the Holy Spirit accomplishes in the lives of the believer? Huh? Peace, yes. You said peace? Yes, he accomplishes. What else does the Lord accomplish? Peace in a time of storm. What else does a Holy Spirit, can the Holy Spirit accomplish in our lives? In the lives of believers, that is. Michelle? He helps us to love others. Boy, how important that is. Hey, be honest. We're not always lovable as we should be. Sometimes we make a great sacrifice when we think we're loving someone else that doesn't seem to be very lovable, but we fall in that category too. Brother Cherry? He helps us understand the Scripture. He accomplishes in edifying us and helping us and guiding us. All right, let's look at a couple here tonight. Letter A, he develops fruit in the believer. He develops fruit in the believer. Galatians chapter 5 and verse 22 and 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against there is no law. Well, let's make it very simple. Do we not all need some of this fruit of the Spirit? Do we all at one time or another maybe need to be? Now, we're not called to be fruit inspectors, but we are definitely called to allow the Lord to produce fruit in and through our life. And sometimes it can be uncomfortable. That's what we mentioned before. Conviction comes in, the guiding or leading of the Holy Spirit. But the fruit of the Spirit, how well are we loving others? How are we in the area of joy? You know, again, I've made this comment many times. The happenings around us affects our happiness, but our joy comes from the Lord. Even when we don't feel like it, even when we are feeling rough, even when we are feeling bad, even though we are feeling down, even though we wake up feeling melancholy, should we not remind ourselves, hey, the joy of the Lord is my strength, the fruit of the Spirit. He brings peace, long-suffering when we need it. I'm so glad he is long-suffering and patient toward me. Gentleness, goodness, faith, these are all fruits of the Spirit that we should allow the Lord to develop in our lives. I think we all could be a little better in some of these areas and be a little more gifted or improve these things. Meekness, temperance. Be careful here as we think about these things that you don't confuse the works of the flesh with fruit. Yeah, there are some things we can do on our own. There are some things that we have talents and abilities that we can do, but let's remember where those talents came from and not confuse our talents that we have or the ability of the flesh that we have with fruits. See, works are manufactured by the individual, while fruit is totally dependent upon the inner working of the Holy Spirit in the life of the believer. Are we allowing Him to produce fruit in us? Are we inviting the Holy Spirit to work and to have free reign? I think the problem is sometimes that we don't always prepare. Let me give an example. Here recently, the kids went on a camping trip and they borrowed a few things. And there's other times they've went on trips and borrowed some suitcases. I think I'm about ready to give them our old suitcases for Christmas and buy us a new set. I think they've been using more than we have lately. But sometimes she'll call and Kayla will ask, well, Dad, can I borrow a couple suitcases? And my first question is always, how many and how big? Because we have the big suitcase and the ones that's still big but a little smaller than even a smaller one. You know how they do, they stack all inside. Then I've got a few others that are just small handbags, different to use. And then, of course, she'll usually give me an idea of which ones. Well, can you get them down and I'll come over and see which one I need? I'll say, well, no, it's kind of hot today. How about you come over and get them down and I'll let you get what you need? But here's the point that I want to make. When we pray and ask for the Holy Spirit to help us, to give us fruit, to work in and through us, how big of a space do we want to provide for Him? Do we limit? No, don't want the Holy Spirit in this area of my life. Don't want the Holy Spirit in this area of my life. Or do we open up for the full size set of luggage? Lord, I want all the Holy Spirit. I want all the fruits of the Spirit. I want all them working in me and through me because I need them in my life. But yet again, if we're not careful, we'll stifle or we want to limit. We just want a handbag portion. Or do we want a full set, full size portion of the fruit of the Spirit in our life? He develops fruit in the believer. And then letter B, He develops maturity in the believer. Maturity in the believer. That's part of growing. And as we embrace and we grow, we develop more of this fruit of the Spirit, the love, the joy, the peace, and we're able to add long-suffering and gentleness and goodness in our repertoire. We're able to add that faith and extend our faith and meekness and temperance, all those things that we are developing and maturing as a believer as the Holy Spirit develops those things in our life. Galatians chapter 5 and verse 25 says, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. That walking in the Spirit, that walking as one of the fruits by faith, not knowing. I mean, we read and we hear about our missionaries and they come to present their ministry, we pray for our missionaries. But every time I think about that aspect and the Lord speaking unto His servants and Abraham and Sarah, telling them basically to pack up your tents and go. Don't worry about which directions, just get ready. And how often do we allow and ask to work the work and the Spirit of God to work in our lives and not worry about where I'm going today or where I'm going to be in Scripture today or where and whom I'm going to serve today, but Lord, direct me in the area that You would have me to serve as He develops us in our maturity. Romans chapter 8 and verse 4 and 5, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. Are we allowing the Spirit of God to have full reign, or as I mentioned before, do we want to limit that? Is there some parts of the flesh that's hindering the work of the Spirit in our life? Are we after the flesh? Do we take credit? Do we enjoy the clapping or the applause or the praise? Are we ready to give full praise and honor to the Lord, remembering without Him, I could do nothing? You see, maturity is seen by the way a believer walks. How are we walking in the Spirit? How does our walk testify of what the Lord has done through and in our life? How is our testimony going? Well, no, when we think no one is looking and no one is listening, what do they see and what do they hear? How is our walk? And our walk is totally dependent upon the fullness of the Holy Spirit. Are we giving the Lord free reign in our lives? I remember when our children were growing up and they were small, there was a period of time where we just come to the conclusion, okay, Becca is walking, Tim is walking, and sometimes many families, the first thing they're going to start picking things up and moving them. They're going to move things with sharp corners or have make sure they have rounded coffee tables and not square ones because of all the walking and bumbling and falling and tripping when they're learning to walk. But in our young marriage, Michelle would say, no, we don't need to put those things up. They need to learn the word no. They need to know not to touch, not to play with. They will learn. Now, there are times that we have visited other family members who had some nice things. It was easy for us not to worry about it because we didn't have a whole lot of nice things in our young marriage. But we always were a little worried when we visit others, friends or family members with a little knickknacks out. And what I'm getting at here is we need to make a decision that we are going to do our best to live out the life that God has given us and not worrying about hiding and putting things away. I'm afraid too many Christians sometimes are too quiet about their belief and not ready and willing to speak up. They're a little bit timid about their testimony and living for the Lord and leaving things out because it explains who they are in the Lord Jesus. Our walk, again, is totally dependent upon the fullness of the Holy Spirit. Are we, as we learn to walk and as we grow, do we want the Lord to take things away or do we want the Lord to put things in our life, in our path, to teach us, to guide us, to direct us, that we might grow? So, do you really know what you believe about the Holy Spirit? So tonight, if you reflect tonight or tomorrow, when you think about the Holy Spirit, what are some of the ways that you think He works? Are we going to ask Him to work in our life in some of those ways? Lord, I appreciate, I enjoy the testimonies. I see the fruits of the Spirit. Lord, help me to develop and to mature in those areas that portion of the fruit of the Spirit is evident in my life. Or other questions, what are some of the things the Holy Spirit accomplishes in the life of the believers? Do we take a tally once in a while at the end of the day or end of the week and say, Lord, looking back, I want to praise you and thank you. Gentlemen, we'll be talking about praise on Tuesday. Thank you for whatever that may have been, or the opportunity He gave you, or the opportunity you had to witness, or the door that was propped open for you to go through, and asking the Lord, to remind the Lord, Lord, I want you to work and accomplish things in and through my life. Dear friends, I get excited when I spend time with my grandchildren, when I get to be first on some things. Teaching my three youngest to swim and not to be afraid of the pool and get involved in the pool. I get excited now to see them go out. No floaties, just jumping in on the deep end. They're ready. They've got full confidence. And I get encouraged by that. Do you not think our Heavenly Father also rejoices as He sees us grow spiritually, as He sees us taking on more fruits of the Spirit that are evident in our life, as we please and honor the Lord as He gifts us in some of these areas? Next week, we'll go a little bit further and we'll continue with the provision of the Holy Spirit, the sealing of the Holy Spirit, and maybe one that might be a little controversial for some, the baptism of the Holy Spirit. So whether we get to all three next week or not, but the provision, the sealing, and the baptism in the coming week or the coming weeks as we continue our study of the Holy Spirit. Let me encourage you to keep notes on Do You Really Know What You Believe on this series. We've talked about God, we've talked about the Lord Jesus, and man, we're talking about the Holy Spirit. Add to the study. Do some scripture research. Get out a lexicon. Use Google to search. Use AI to search and add some scripture and add to that and learn all you can. Because the better we reveal ourselves, the more we know of the gifts and the work of the Holy Spirit. There was a time in my life when I studied my Bible years ago in Bible college. I would use markers as I read my Bible. I would use brown for anything that had to do with the local church, and I would shade it. I would use purple for royalty. I would use a light blue color when it talks about the Holy Spirit or the works of the Holy Spirit and highlight or to mark with a pencil in my Bible. So when I went back later to study the research, if I knew I'm looking for this, okay, this will be brown, this will be blue, this will be purple, to help me quicker sometimes to recall, because I haven't memorized every bit of the Bible, but I do know sometimes on the lower left corner, the upper right corner in the book of John or the book of 3 John, I know that aspect of it, but it'll help us. I want to challenge you and encourage you to get into the Word, to dig into the Word, and then get excited when you learn something new. Tell somebody. Tell anybody, tell a stranger, but just tell someone about the excitement of learning something. Start with your wife or start with your husband so you don't shock a stranger when you tell them, but still tell somebody about what you learned. Let's pray tonight. Father, we love you and thank you for your goodness. Thank you for the privilege of service, the privilege of fellowship. Thank you for my Harvest family, Father. Help us as we grow together, as we learn together, as we serve together, as we minister together. Father, thank you for the encouragement that this morning that I felt in my heart for all the younger families and young couples and teens and young people in church today. And Lord, help me to reach them. Help our church family to reach them and minister to them, to help them to see as they grow in the Lord the importance of being here when they're not providentially hindered, being here when they're not working or sick. And Lord, how encouraged I was to hear some of the couples ask tonight. This morning, I don't know if I can make it tonight, but I'm sure going to try to make it on Wednesday. Lord, I pray that you would help them to get off with their schedule, their work schedule, with traffic. It would not interfere with them coming as a family. And Lord, help us to be patient with them, to encourage them, to mentor them, Lord, that we may begin to see as they grow in the Lord, to see them around more, Father. Because I would so desire, Lord, to see some of these young couples take on some responsibilities. Maybe as they grow in the Lord in months or years to come, to see them involved in a children's ministry or activities with kids and helping in some other areas, Father. That's my desire, to see some of that fruit of the Holy Spirit in their life. So help us to mentor and reach them and be patient with them as we try to help them grow in the Lord. Now, Father, dismiss us with your love tonight. Help us as we spend a few moments of fellowshipping together in our work week this week. Lord, help us to work in such a way that the fruits of the Holy Spirit will be evident in our life as we go through our community this week. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, as always, the Lord loves you, his preacher loves you. If I can be helped to you in any way, please do not hesitate to ask. God bless you. You are dismissed.